Welcome back to the Deep Dive. We're here to take a whole stack of sources, docs, comparisons, technical papers, and, you know, just give you the shortcut to what actually matters.
Right. And today we're dissecting a really interesting solution in web analytics.
We are. For years, the default was always, if you wanted to know what users were doing on your site, you went to the giants.
Oh, absolutely. But those systems have become, frankly, a mess. It's information overload, confusing pricing, and the biggest one, a massive compliance headache.
Exactly. The pressure now is all about getting good data without compromising privacy and without drowning your site in all those consent pop-ups.
Yep.
So our deep dive today is into a tool called Vince. It's a self-hosted platform that basically claims to solve this exact problem.
And we've been through the GitHub docs, the landing pages, looking at the technical promises, how easy it is to operate, all of that.
Right. And our mission here is to unpack how this single binary zero dependency tool makes compliance simple and gives you real insights, especially for you if you're maybe a beginner to self-hosting or just tired of managing huge infrastructure just to count clicks.
And what we're seeing is a solution where simplicity, it's not just a feature, it's the core architectural principle.
Okay, before we get into the genius behind its lightweight design, we really need to thank the supporter of this deep dive.
Of course.
This is all made possible by SafeServer. SafeServer supports the hosting of innovative software just like Vince, and they can help you with your digital transformation. You can learn more at www.safeserver.de.
So let's set the goal for today.
Let's do it. We want you to walk away understanding not just what Vince is, but why its design choices, you know, the zero dependency, the custom storage, why that represents a real strategic shift in how you can handle your own data.
So let's start with a problem Vince is trying to fix. It's not just that Google Analytics is complex. The sources point out that it often gives you too much information. It's like data smog.
Data smog. I like that. It paralyzes you. But for most people listening, I bet the biggest pain isn't even the complexity. It's the cost. Not money, but the regulatory cost.
That's it. That's the real barrier. Compliance has gotten so complicated. If you're running a simple blog or a small shop, you don't want to have to hire a legal team just to manage your cookie banners.
No, absolutely not.
And this is where Vince makes its first big strategic move. So for the beginner, let's just define self-hosting. I mean, you control the server. You control the data. That's fundamental.
Okay.
But Vince is built from the ground up to be compliant with GDPR, CCPA, PCR, all the big ones, right out of the box.
Wait, how can a tool just claim compliance without making the user spend months configuring legal notices and settings? That sounds a little too good to be true.
It's a really elegant architectural decision. The documentation is very clear. Vince uses no cookies.
No cookies at all?
None. And it ensures 100% data ownership. By killing tracking cookies entirely and storing all the data on your server, it just sidesteps the need for most of those consent pop-ups.
Ah, okay. So if you're not tracking individuals across different websites or sessions with those unique identifiers, the whole compliance burden just shrinks dramatically.
It falls off a cliff. So instead of trying to manage consent for all this complex tracking, they just decided not to track in a way that requires that kind of consent.
That is a massive operational shortcut. It means you can literally get rid of those annoying cookie pop-ups that just ruin the user experience.
Exactly. It removes friction for everyone.
Yeah.
But there's another side to the operational equation, and that's just the ease of management.
Right.
For a beginner who's just, you know, dipping their toe into self-hosting, the idea of managing databases and external software, it's terrifying.
And that's where Vince comes in with what they call painless deployment. The key technical detail here is that it ships as a single binary with no external dependencies.
Yes.
Let's make sure we really break down what single binary actually means for you, the person who has to manage this thing.
It means simplicity, defined. A normal web app needs, what, an operating system, a web server, a programming language like Elixir or Node, and a database like PostgreSQL.
A whole stack of things to manage.
A whole stack. A single binary means the entire application is just one file, one single executable. You run that one file and the whole analytics engine is live.
So the setup and the maintenance effort just plummets. There's only one thing you ever need to patch or update.
Fewer moving parts means fewer things can break.
Okay, so if we're looking at this as a strategic choice, it sounds like Vince is sacrificing features or power for that simplicity. Is that the trade-off here?
That is the critical question. If you get to zero dependency, what did you have to give up? And to answer that, we have to look at the competition, because Vince was heavily inspired by other projects.
So give us that contrast. I mean, anyone who's fought with setting up a database cluster just for a simple web counter knows how good one file sounds.
Okay, let's take Plausible Analytics, which Vince originally used as a model. Plausible is a fantastic privacy-focused tool, no question. However, to self-host it, you typically need to manage Elixir for the application, ClickHouse for the high-speed data storage, and PostgreSQL for the relational database parts.
Okay, that's three major separate pieces of software, each with its own configuration, its own updates, its own security patches.
It's basically a full-time sysadmin job for a small analytics setup.
Yeah, it can be.
Vince, on the other hand, just says, forget Elixir, forget ClickHouse, forget PostgreSQL. It handles everything, all the logic, all the data storage internally inside that one binary file.
So for you, the listener, installation isn't some three-stage engineering project. It's literally just running a script or pulling a Docker container.
Exactly. The sources confirm how easy it is. For Mac or Linux, it's a simple curl script. You're up and running. If you like containers, it's a Docker pull. It just simplifies that jump into self-hosting so much.
And it seems pretty mature for being so simple. It has native support for automatic TLS through Let's Encrypt.
It does, which means securing your data with HTTPS is built in and automated. That's another complex system you don't have to manage yourself.
And since you're running it yourself, you're not hitting any commercial paywalls. The docs really emphasize this. Unlimited sites and unlimited events.
Your only limit is the resources of your own server, not some vendor's subscription plan.
So back to my question about sacrificing capability. It's lean, but what can it actually track?
It tracks everything a modern website owner really needs. It's not just page views.
Yeah.
It does goal conversion tracking, so you know when users sign up or buy something.
That is important.
It handles custom events, outbound links, file downloads, and even 404 error pages, which is, you know, critical for site health and SEO.
So the core functionality is all there, but the operational headache is just gone.
Pretty much.
This brings us to the architecture. We mentioned Vince started as a Go port of Plausible, aiming specifically for that self-hosting crowd.
That lineage is key. They looked at a successful analytics tool and just rebuilt the engine in Go, which is a language that's perfect for creating single binaries.
And the focus on self-hosting is so complete that the tracking script is actually designed as a drop-in replacement for Plausible script.
Yes, which makes migration incredibly easy if you're already using Plausible's self-hosted version.
Okay, now let's tackle that secret sauce you mentioned, the thing that allows it to be fast without a massive database. The sources mention compressed roaring bitmaps using columnar storage. Let's simplify that.
Okay. Think of a traditional database, like a giant spreadsheet or a ledger. To count something, you have to read through every row, line by line. It gets slow really fast with millions of events.
Right.
Columnar storage is like taking that spreadsheet and cutting it into vertical scripts. All the page views are stored together, all the timestamps are stored together, and so on.
That already sounds way more efficient for running reports.
It is. Now, you add the roaring bitmaps. Imagine you need to know which users visited a specific page. Instead of storing a huge list of every single user ID, a roaring bitmap is like a super compressed index card that just flags where the relevant data is.
So it's not storing all the raw data in a traditional way. It's storing a highly efficient compressed map of the data.
Exactly. A map that lets it pull reports and metrics almost instantly without needing a huge complex query engine like ClickHouse.
That addresses the speed and the efficiency.
It does. It gives you extreme query speeds and very efficient disk usage, all managed inside that single file. And the tracking script you put on your website, less than 1 kilobyte.
Which means your site performance won't take a hit just because you're running analytics.
The zero impact, basically.
So if we look at the feature comparison table in the sources, the different strategies become really clear. Plausible is built to potentially be a big hosted enterprise solution. Vince is laser focused on the single person, the single entity who wants to self-host.
That's it, exactly. For the person who insists on owning their infrastructure, Vince gives them key advantages. Unlimited sites, unlimited events, zero dependency, automatic TLS. Plausible's architecture is excellent, but it requires that more complex setup because it's built for multi-tenancy.
And we should be clear about what Vince doesn't do. The sources are upfront about it. No big enterprise features, no hosted offering, no multi-tenant capabilities, no advanced funnel analysis.
And that just reinforces its mission. It is streamlined, high-speed, compliant analytics for one entity. It's built for autonomy, not for being a massive commercial service. It knows exactly who its audience is.
But autonomy doesn't have to mean isolation, right? Even if you host it yourself, you still need to share data with your team or clients.
And they thought of that. You can create public dashboards and unique shared access links. And importantly, these links can be password protected.
Ah, so you keep total control over the data and security, but you can still share specific views without having to give people server access.
Precisely. No need to even create user accounts for them.
So what does this all mean for you, the listener? We dove into Vince looking for a self-hosted tool that balances speed, compliance, and ease of use. And what we found is an identity that's just defined by architectural minimalism.
I think the takeaway is very clear. Vince is a cost-effective, easily deployed zero-dependency analytics tool. Its use of this compressed columnar storage makes it fast and efficient, while its core privacy stance, no cookies, 100% data ownership, gives you immediate compliance relief.
For anyone tired of managing a bunch of dependencies or complex databases, this is just a very attractive package.
It is.
Which brings us to the final really important question for you to think about. If you have 100% data ownership, the data is local, it's private, it's governed only by your choices, how does that fundamentally change your analytics strategy compared to just relying on a third party? When you can treat your analytics data as a pure strategic asset that you completely control, what new insights or even new business models become possible?
It shifts the entire conversation. You move away from vendor lock-in and regulatory fear, and you move towards leveraging knowledge that you actually own for your own growth.
A perfect place to leave it. As you think about where to host this kind of strategic asset and start on your own digital transformation journey, remember, this deep dive was supported by SafeServer.
They support hosting for software like Vince and can help with your broader digital transformation needs.
You can learn more about them at www.safeserver.de. Thank you for joining us for this deep dive into privacy-first web analytics. We'll catch you next time.